under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of text messages coming in on the break from the previous story about the squatters issue. Cliff Delaney, he said, this whole thing needs to be repealed. Talking about adverse possession and eminent domain, even. He says, back in the day, I had a neighbor trying to use adverse possession / acquiescence in the court on 2 acres of my land that was in a border dispute. It cost me $10,000 back then to settle it in court. And at the time, it was actually five times what the value of the property was. 2 acres. Okay, so you're looking at $1,000 an acre. That's $2,000. He had to spend $10,000 to be able to settle it in court. This whole thing needs to be repealed, as does the eminent domain law. Can't disagree with you on that at all. Downstate Kim says this has been going on for longer than what's being reported. She sent me a link to... Why are your links so dang long? This percentage 20 sign. I just don't understand. I've never seen this many percent 20 signs in a link before. And it seems like every time you send it to me, these long links appear. The Squatter Squad. California crew taking on home invaders who are turning multi-million dollar mansions into strip clubs, hosting all-night rave parties as the court system drags its feet. Though they officially launched as a business little more than a year ago, the Squatter Squad is now fielding up to 30 calls a day from victims complaining that somebody has broken into their home and changed the locks, claiming that they have legal rights to the property via a rental agreement that the homeowner has to take to court to prove that it's a fraudulent rental agreement and that they never entered into it. That was the whole basis, evidently, for State Representative Ken Borton's bill. Now, I've got a question for you. We go away for an extended period of time. Let's say we take our travel trailer, we go to Florida for a few months. We come back to our house, and the lock's been changed. and somebody is living inside our house with our possessions that we left here, what would you do? First thing I'd do is call the county sheriff. You need to get over here to my house. Somebody has changed the locks and somebody's living inside my house. That would be my first phone call. My second call would be to Great Lakes Energy. Turn off the power. It's my account. I'm sure they, I doubt if they put electricity in their name. They could have. How did you allow that to happen? Show me the form that was given to you. Who signed the form, change of ownership of my property, and who turned on the electric service in their name? Who is it? I'd find out within 1 minute who had the electricity account in their name. Send me an email. Show it to the sheriff. I don't see how this is even happening. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second segment of hour number three. I'm going to read these text messages without mentioning who they came from. Raul asks, is Dr. Sherry running for Senate as a Republican or a Democrat? Republican. Have you not been to her website? Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com. Well, one of the text messages, I'm not going to read who it came from. Randy, all you have to do is use the three S's. And you all know what the three S's stand for. Got another one that says, squatters wouldn't be a problem for me because I have buckshot in a backhoe. I get it. I understand. But evidently, this is an issue, and I can't believe the court system dragging their feet. You know, I got an idea. Find out the judge assigned to your case. Have somebody go in and squat in his house and see how long it takes him to get them out of his home. Yeah, this is absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, we're going to move on. Other stories that I was looking at here in the news, coming mostly from Lansing. Again, we do Michigan news and Michigan politics. Challenge that was filed to promote the vote. Republican lawmakers' legal claim that a pair of voting expansion state constitutional amendments sponsored by Promote the Vote violated the legislature's federal constitutional right to determine the time, place, and manner of elections was thrown out by a federal court yesterday. A federal judge dismissed the lawsuit that was brought by State Senator Jonathan Lindsay, a Republican from Brooklyn, and 10 other Republican state legislators who challenged Proposal 3 from 2018 and Proposal 2 of 2022 on the basis that they, the legislators, have not met their burden at the pleading stage to demonstrate inquiry in fact and failed to demonstrate that they have good legal standing. Did you hear that, folks? This is the judicial tactic that liberal judges have been using ever since election integrity questions came about from our 2020 election. Good legal standing. Now, I've got a very simple question for you. I know you're not a judge, even though you slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night. You're a judge. State representatives and state senator who are part of the Michigan legislature, elected officials to represent the people that elected them. In the law, federal constitutional right states that the legislature of each state determines the time, place, and manner of elections. Now, if they don't have good legal standing, who possibly could? You're a member of the state legislature. The federal constitutional right to determine time, place, and manner of elections thrown out by a federal court. U.S. District Judge Jane M. Beckering said, quote, without standing for bringing their claims, the plaintiffs asked this court for nothing more than a jurisdictional less advisory opinion. Attorney General Dana Nessel said in the statement late yesterday afternoon that the lawsuit was absurd and baseless from its inception. Nessel added, I'm glad the court saw the plaintiff's obvious lack of standing. Lack of standing. Again, who possibly could have legal standing other than a member of the state legislature? The way the federal constitution's written, it clearly states legislators. The legislature is responsible for the time, place, and manner of which elections are conducted. Well, again, she reinforces this obvious legal tactic. First thing out of her mouth, Nestle says, I'm glad the court saw the plaintiff's obvious lack of standing. Then she goes on to another bald-faced lie. Our democracy is participatory. We don't have a democracy, Dana. And in Michigan, citizen initiatives and referendums have long played a vital role in making our state government better, reflecting the true values of our people. Promote the Vote, a coalition group put together by the NAACP, the ACLU, the Michigan League for Public Policy, and others, put forward the two constitutional amendments before the voters in 2018 and 2022. As a way to expand Michiganders' ability to cast votes in elections. Both passed overwhelmingly. Proposal 3 of 2018 put straight ticket voting, no reason absentee voting, and same day voter registration into Michigan's state constitution. Proposal 2 of 2022 created 9 days of early in-person voting before election day, provides for more ballot drop boxes, and a new state-funded system to track submitted absentee applications and prepaid postage for ballots. While the legislator's lawsuit named Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Election Director Jonathan Brader as the defendants. The lawmakers claim that they do have good legal standing as legislators, also as taxpayers and voters. But the judge rejected those arguments, claiming that the plaintiff's arguments relied on the theory known as independent state legislature theory, end quote, which is used to argue that neither the courts nor the voters can make or modify election laws related to any federal election. Nestle said the theory reemerged as a right-wing fringe interpretation that was actually espoused in support of former President Donald Trump's undemocratic efforts to steal the 2020 presidential election. The United States Supreme Court also rejected the theory back in 2023, holding that individual members lack standing to assert the interests of the entire legislature as a whole. I did not realize that this was already adjudicated in the United States Supreme Court back in 2023. So let me get this straight. What? You would have to have every member of the state legislature to be a plaintiff? Republicans and Democrats of the entire legislature in the House and what? Even in the Senate? They would all, 148 of them, have to be plaintiffs in order to have good legal standing. The judge also held that the lawmakers asserted injury as taxpayers. She ruled, however, this is neither concrete nor particularized to the case. The Attorney General Nestle argued the legislators lack standing to bring the lawsuit in their capacities as individual legislators, even taxpayers, or as voters. So very simply, if you collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot and the people of the state of Michigan vote on it and pass it, you cannot challenge it in a court, is basically what this ruling provides for. So if Citizens for Local Choice and Carla Wagner's group, Ax My Tax, if they collect enough signatures to put it on the ballot and the people of the state of Michigan approve it, then you're saying it can't be challenged in court. Interesting. Well, I think this was a misguided opinion by the United States Supreme Court back in 2023. Totally, totally interesting. Now, one little quick short story. Newsweek, following up on a tip coming from the state of Florida that U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers still shows up as being eligible as a Florida sunshine state voter. Too many S's there, I apologize. However, MERS confirmed that the former congressman did in fact register to vote in Michigan in August of last year, 2023. Then I got a very simple question. Why is he still on the qualified voter files in the sunshine state of Florida? Bureau of Elections has Rogers' voting precinct as being the Hornig School in Brighton. Anyone looking to double check the information can go to a link and type in Mike Rogers' birth month of June and his birth year of 1963 and the zip code 48116. Lexus does have Rogers voting in Florida as recently as the midterm elections of 2022. He and his wife, Christy, bought property on 3rd Avenue in Cape Coral, Florida, back in 2021 for $733,500, according to the warranty deed. Technically, they moved from McLean, Virginia. In the next year of 2022, they sold the Virginia property for $1.15 million. From there, he and Christy bought another house about 20 minutes away on 36th Street in Cape Coral for $1.575 million. Rogers is living with relatives in Brighton, Michigan at the moment, according to the campaign. There's no record that he has sold the 36th Street property and does not show the couple buying a new home in Michigan. So basically, he's living with relatives. Yeah, nothing shady there at all. Right. Unbelievable. Final segment of today's show, Bomb the Hour News of hour number 3. We'll be right back.